Buzzcast, Buzzcast. Buzzcast, Buzzcast.
Hello and welcome to the Mix 06 Buzzcast. I'm your host, Michael Lehman, and this is a show leading up to the Mix 06 conference in Las Vegas, March 20th through 22nd, a 72-hour conversation. Today on the Buzzcast, Sean Kuniyogi and Jennifer Ritzinger talk about Atlas and how it makes building Ajax-style applications dramatically easier.
So, Shanku, thank you so much for doing the podcast with us today. We are going to talk about Mix and some of the very cool Atlas and Ajax content that we're going to have at the conference. Can you give us a little sneak peek?
Yeah, so we're actually going to be talking at Mix about this new technology we're building that makes it dramatically easier to build Ajax-style apps called Atlas. Ajax, which has been something that that's become a really popular way of building richer web experiences that are hosted in the browser. And Atlas is Microsoft's technology for web developers to build really rich, personalized, interactive Ajax-style applications without having to really know a lot of JavaScript and really kind of know the rocket science of building Ajax-style applications.
Now, we talked about these technologies at the PDC. What's new that folks are going to hear at Mix?
So we've been, when we talked about Atlas at the PDC, Atlas was still kind of very much in the early stages, and one of the things that we're doing with Atlas is really kind of having a much more open model for how we get Atlas out there to the community. And so we've been doing some monthly releases. We've done a couple in last year, but we're going to be doing a substantial amount of new features that go into the Atlas release around the March timeframe that we'll be talking about at Mix. Specifically, we've done a lot of thinking about how to use something like Atlas to make it really easy to build really rich kind of mashup experiences and kind of Web 2.0 style applications. And we'll be talking about that. We've also done a lot of thinking around, and we got a lot of great feedback from customers about how to really use Atlas to enhance ASP.NET applications and without having to really go and learn new programming models or go and learn JavaScript. And we'll show how Atlas enables you to do that. And then finally, one of the really cool things we're going to have at Mix is you've heard about gadgets. We're going to have the ability to use the full Atlas framework to be able to use gadgets that you can use on live.com or the sidebar. And so we're really excited about being able to preview that technology at Mix, and we're going to be showing that there.
So what do you think is going to surprise people about what they're going to see in March around Atlas?
I think one of the things is, in terms of Ajax-style applications today, people are starting to build more and more of these. People are starting to kind of get the value of richer experiences and the Web 2.0, kind of the programmable web kind of model. But I think really in terms of really thinking about how you can make developers, incredibly productive in that space and really what are some of the things you can do as a framework to provide a framework for developers to really put these things together with incredible ease and create really powerful experiences, I think we've just started to kind of scratch the surface. And we've been doing a lot of thinking about that over the last few months on the Atlas team, and the Mix is going to provide a great opportunity for us to kind of share that with attendees and also kind of get their thoughts on what they would like to see from the programmable web, what they'd like to see from Microsoft in terms of providing tools and frameworks, and have a great dialogue about that.
So what is your absolute favorite feature about Atlas and Ajax? What just gets you the most excited and the most passionate?
I think the coolest feature to me is how easily you can take all the different services that people are providing today off the web. So, Microsoft's obviously got services with live.com, but there's lots of other providers that are providing really interesting services, whether it's, Yahoo or Google. Being able to take those things up and really package them in a way that developers can go and then just kind of combine them together and put together a really compelling app, that is a very exciting thing to me. We've actually got a example of a mashup application that's built with Atlas up on the web at apps.nikhilk.net, and it's called Virtual Places, and it kind of uses Virtual Earth, the mapping services with Virtual Earth, along with a whole bunch of services from other service providers to construct an app. And we're really kind of going to go ahead and show how to build those kinds of things, and also let service providers see how they can plug into that and make it incredibly easy for people to use their services.
Wow, it sounds great. So you're going to be at MIX. Some members of your team are going to be at MIX. People can come and meet you and have questions and provide feedback.
Yes, we're going to have, a couple of developer-focused talks, as well as we'll be participating in a whole bunch of panel discussions, and then we'll have a number of people from our team there that'll be available to kind of chat with and provide answers to some questions, and we'll also be handing out the Atlas bits there that along with samples that let people kind of get those bits and start building apps with it right away.
Sounds great. So to register, you go to mix06.com, and we'll see you in Vegas in March.
See you there.
Thank you.
All right. This is your host, Michael Lehman, and you can find more podcasts at channel9.msdn.com, and you can register for Mix06 at www.mix06.com, and we'll see you in Las Vegas.